Our reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, two blind men followed him, crying out, "Son of David, have pity on us." When he entered his house, the blind men approached him, and Jesus said to him, "Do you believe that I can do this?" "Yes, Lord," they said to him. Then he touched their eyes and said, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." And their eyes were opened, and Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread word of him throughout the land. The Gospel of the Lord. Today in Europe and in many other places of the world, the feast of St. Nicholas of Myra is celebrated. But St. Nick was no jolly old elf. He was a person who saw the needs of the poor, his people, and risked not only his life and person to help others, but did much to cause others to also take risks. The gifts he gave were sustenance, dowries, food, and hope to the people of Myra. You see, as a bishop, he was not blind to the hungers and needs of others. Pope Francis, too, has exhorted us to see the needs of the poor and the marginalized. He has said to us it's better to be a dirty church in the street than to ignore the Christ found in the poor. This brings us to today's gospel. Two blind men approach Jesus and ask to see beyond what they knew and believed. They, blind as they were, they knew he was the Holy One who could help them. They ask to see. It's dangerous to ask God to heal our blindness, because then we know the needs of others and are compelled by faith to respond to the suffering in the world around us. I know many of us are quite generous at this time of the year, but are we willing to see and respond to the needs of those who make us uncomfortable in our families, at our tables, in our workplace, and in our neighborhoods? Are we willing to put our comfort on the line? We spend a fortune on presents that are sometimes used or not for one day under the tree. Gifting is very good. But is there a way this season to do something small each day to see the needs of others and allow God to touch them through us? Today, we are called to be St. Nicholas for others. Are you willing to ask God to let you see?